Joining us now is our dear friend, Dr. Leah McNeil, with a morning health tip. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Good. Good what, morning.
What's our tip today?
Well, the tip for today is, are you concerned about developing breast cancer? A lot of women are, actually.
Of course, yeah.
It's a lot of menopausal women coming in. That's a big time when women can develop breast cancer is perimenopause and menopause. So one great nutrition way to help decrease our risk is actually cruciferous sprouts.
Is what?
Cruciferous sprouts.
What the heck
like
are the
broccoli sprouts,
world?
Like alfalfa sprouts, right, Dr. Leah?
Yes, you got it right.
Look at her.
I know
the
these
big
things.
Brain on Rochelle.
I know these things, and I wasn't cheating.
I didn't read the tip.
No, broccoli, alfalfa, mm-hmm. cauliflower, kale, watercress.
Oh, cauliflower, too, huh?
Daikon radish, red clover. There's a bunch of things that are really good for... Well, what are they really good for?
For warding off breast cancer.
That's right. But how? How do they do that?
I don't know.
They have some chemicals in them. Chemicals, I guess, are actually kind of enzymes. One of them is diindolmethane, which is also called DIM. And what it does is diindolmethane binds estrogen in our gut and in our liver and kind of carries it out of the body. So it doesn't stop the production of estrogen. A lot of women get concerned about that when I talk about giving something to help lower their estrogen levels. It doesn't stop the production, but it stops how our body is utilizing it. And women in perimenopause get kind of estrogen dominant, and when their estrogen levels go up in comparison to progesterone, then we are at increased risk of having cancerous tumors in our breast, not developing. I don't want women to think that it's going to cause cancer. But if there's any possible tumor in there, some forms of estrogen can actually cause that tumor to grow. So by lowering it with this diindolmethane and also helping the liver in general to detox, these cruciferous sprouts do that. They activate detoxification enzymes in the liver so that our body can get rid of hormones faster and many other things.
That's a very good tip. And you know what, Dr. Leah, because you're mentioning the liver, and I've been concerned about the liver. I think we should do a show on the liver and what it does, because it's really, you know, it's a very, very important organ.
It is. It's like the oil filter of our car.
That's right.
I can do a show on that. That's a good one. Sometimes I need to get more ideas about that. But that is really good, because our liver needs to be cleansed.
That's right.
Springtime is a good time to do that.
That's right.
So, yeah. And we could definitely do that.
Okay. Well, Dr. Leah, give out your information so our listeners can contact you.
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Excellent. And they can always go to chatwithwomen.com.
Yes,
and there you are. Have a great week, Dr. Leah.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.